Us dor elections we need a winning. Fighting Union Socialist Party member Amy Murphy is standing for president in the US Door Shop Workers Union elections, as well as for re-election as a Southern Division Executive Council member. The socialist interviewed Amy about her candidacy. "I want to see the union saying enough. We are one of the biggest growing unions and we need to put our members first. We've got 180,000 members in Tesco, for example, so we are quite a formidable force. We need to be showing that, and saying to these companies this isn't acceptable. We've got some fantastic reps, that do wonderful jobs in quite difficult times and sometimes it feels, like we are on our own. Reps need reinforcement. If these companies flout the agreement we can't just say okay then and roll over. We need to work with the reps we've got, take on board what they're saying, and act upon it. It always feels like it's what the company wants, and the members have to toe the line. It would be wrong for me to say that strikes are the answer to everything, but I seriously believe that sometimes we've got no other alternative. They shouldn't be dismissed by the leadership. We should not be frightened to upset the likes of Tesco. We do it every day as reps, we put out jobs on the line, we argue. We need the same kind of assurance from the top. US Door also needs to support its young members. We need to recognize that they are our future, we need to organize them, and it would be good to have a youth seat on both our executive and divisional councils. I've been on the executive council for 3 years hoping that I could make some kind of a difference, but it's quite plain from where I'm standing that there is no democracy. So one of the aims for me is to try to bring that back into US Door. But also it should be a winning union for the membership. There doesn't seem to be much fight anymore. I've been a member of US Door for 22 years and I've always challenged. The challenge seems to have gone from the leadership. Socialist Party member Scott Jones is also standing for South Wales and Western Division. RMT Forces DLR boss is back. Transport Union RMT has called off 48 hours of strike action on the Docklands Light Railway DLR, due to start on the 28th of January, after the employers agreed to all the union's demands. The dispute with DLR operators Keela/AMI was over the outsourcing of jobs and activities, new human resource policies that would have undermined working conditions, and the undermining of the role of RMT health and safety representatives. All these proposals have now been withdrawn as a result of the threatened strike action, after a 95% yes vote for action on a 70% turnout. NI Water Workers Victory Don Locofe, Firmenag Socialist Party. Despite efforts by Stormont politicians and many in the Northern Ireland media to vilify them, striking NI water workers have won significant concessions from management, leading to a suspension of their action on Tuesday, the 20th of January, pending a ballot on the new offer. The work to rule action, with workers refusing any overtime and sticking strictly to their contractual obligations, started on the 23rd of December. Management were trying to force workers to pay dramatically higher pension contributions, effectively a pay cut, from April this year. The attacks on NI water workers are aimed at paving the way for all-out privatization of the service, and, therefore, the introduction of water charges. This victory is another example of the power of workers to resist and defeat attacks from the bosses when they stand united. Public sector strike. The NIPSA Northern Ireland Public Sector Union is balloting for action over an imposed pay settlement and job cuts. If members vote yes, a public sector general strike could take place on the 13th of March. Workplace news in brief: NHS strike suspended. As we go to press, the NHS strike due to take place on the 29th of February over pay has been suspended following an offer from the employer. Members in the different health unions will now be consulted on the offer. The dispute was triggered when the government refused to implement the pay review body PRB recommendation of a consolidated 1% pay rise across the board. Now more staff will get the 1% pay rise, with an extra one-off £200 payment for lower paid workers. But more could be won. Socialist Party members on the Unison Health Service Group executive oppose the strike suspension. Look out for more on the dispute in future issues of The Socialist, and at www.socialistparty.org.uk. Tesco Drivers Victory. The former Doncaster Tesco drivers are on the verge of an historic victory over their unfair dismissal by Eddie Stobart Limited 2 years ago. The dispute started in August 2012, when the workers were transferred from Tesco to Stobart's, which then, in September, issued notices of termination of employment. Strikes then took place over 4 months, including indefinite action in December 2012, before the drivers were dismissed in January 2013. In an employment tribunal, the drivers argued that Stobart's and Tesco agreed to make them redundant long before the workers were consulted. An offer recommended by the union has been accepted by an overwhelming majority at a meeting of the drivers. Search Doncaster Tesco drivers at www.socialistparty.org.uk to read more about the history of this dispute. Police support. Police support strike action, due to take place on the 23rd of January, was called off following an offer from employers of a 2.2% pay rise over 2 years. Yet this seems to be little improvement on the original below inflation offer of 1% a year. One Unison rep told the Socialist many colleagues are demanding information on why the union is not rejecting this so-called offer out of hand. It ties us into more below inflation rises that workers have already rejected. I now face a very disillusioned and angry workforce who are confused and feel left in the dark. NSSN. Get your latest trade union news with the National Shop Stewards Network in SSN Bulletin. Sign up at lists.risoup.net web link. Come to the NSSN conference Saturday the 4th of July, Conway Hall, Holborn, London WC1R4RL. Put the date in your diary now.